Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. There's some exciting work going on in the northern Sacramento Valley. Alan Fulton is an irrigation and water resource advisor with UC Cooperative Extension in Tehama County. He and his team have recently finished up their harvest for one of the crops in their irrigation experiment. The research is an examination on early season water management decisions and when growers should begin their irrigation programs in walnut orchards. Now with a third year of data, Fulton noted some of their findings, comparing how well the trees have done.
You know, what you would expect is maybe a reduction in shoot growth and the number of fruiting locations. And year two, only in the most severe cases. All I can tell you after just looking at green weights, they kind of are ranking out from least stressed to most stressed.
In an effort to be thorough in their research, Fulton and his team pushed the boundaries of their experiment beyond what any grower would ever consider. Some trees were not receiving any irrigation until the end of June. Fulton offered some details about the project.
So we're trying to look for the kind of the sweet spot for, you know, maybe not being quite so intensive on early season irrigation because of root health, tree health, and diseases. And so what we're kind of thinking is the data is starting to suggest that you've got some room. You don't have to, at the first sign of heat, you can use a little bit of the stored moisture coming out of winter.
It can be difficult to consider over-irrigation as a likely cause for damage to walnut trees during a drought, but Fulton noted it's certainly something to keep in mind.
What's kind of interesting us about finding that 1 to 2 bar, not too much impact on yield, not too much impact on quality is, and this takes longer time to see it express itself, but maybe healthier trees, longer, less tree loss.
Starting irrigation for walnuts in early summer instead of mid-spring is showing some positive results, but there are still some important factors to consider.
We're in the northern Sacramento Valley, so our spring rainfall is quite a bit different than other walnut growing areas. Usually we've got an added source of water that sometimes you might not have in the southern San Joaquin Valley or so. But I'm probably pretty comfortable with somewhere a delay into mid-May. And the potential benefits are no impact on yield, nut size, a little bit of water savings, and less risk of root and tree health issues.
This is California Ag Today.